VS Lafayette Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle, and before we begin, thanks so much to all of you who pledged your support during KRVS's spring fundraiser. I tell you, don't worry, I'm not going to say the phone number. You've been hearing it for 10 days, but we thank each and every one of you for your continued support to KRVS. I tell you what, talking to Raul Bro last night as we concluded at 11 o'clock, we were talking about it, and he was saying how, you know, folks like us are just honored to have your support, as well as the absolute privilege of having the opportunity and the resources to produce programs here. And, you know, we just couldn't do it without you, so thanks so much. We've got a great week of music up ahead. Tomorrow evening, a performance by Alejandro Escovedo and Chuck Prophet at Vermilionville's Performance Center. That kicks off at around 7 o'clock. I do believe tickets are still available. You can check the website vermilionville.org for information on this great show. In fact, I do believe we will have Chuck Prophet dropping by for a visit tomorrow morning. And I tell you what, Frank, if you're listening, I think we're going to maybe try for that phoner with Alejandro. Alejandro will be en route to Lafayette tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, but we'll try to get him on the phone, and we'll have Chuck live here in the studio, and we're going to prepare for tomorrow evening's concert at Vermilionville. Both of them have recent releases. Alejandro's album, Big Station. We're going to hear the title track from that in just a few minutes. But we're going to start off with Chuck from Temple Beautiful, his new album, sort of a love letter to his hometown of San Francisco. And I'll tell you what, I've got a pair of CDs. Anybody still play CDs? I've got a copy of both Temple Beautiful and Big Station that I'll give away to caller number 5 here at the studio line. It's 337-482-5787. That's 482. No. I'm still in pledge mode. Never mind. Scratch that. Make it on the studio line. 482-6991. I've been saying that other number for like a week now, so it's scotched in my mind. Yeah, Carl, I got it, man. It's 482-6991. Call me on the studio line. I'll give it away to caller number 5. CDs by both Chuck Prophet and Alejandro Escovedo. From Temple Beautiful, this is Chuck singing about a Castro Halloween.
When the shots rang out and 2 men died, you took off your mask just to see me cry. is gone. Halloween is gone.
KRVS is the big station. Alejandro Escovedo, title track to his brand new album. And he'll be in town tomorrow for a performance at Vermilionville's Performance Center. And tickets are still available, but not many left. So you might want to consider grabbing those. Check out the website, vermilionville.org. Before Alejandro Escovedo, we heard Chuck Prophet with a track from his brand new sort of, I guess, love letter. Part love letter, part unsentimental tour of San Francisco. Temple Beautiful is the new album by Chuck, and we heard Castro Halloween. Chuck Prophet will be sitting right here in the KRVS studios tomorrow morning, and we'll try to get Alejandro via telephone and talk about tomorrow night's concert. That's tomorrow right here on KRVS. Time to look at the weather. A beautiful sunny day. High of about 65 today, a north breeze at 15 miles per hour. Clear skies this evening, a low of around 39 or 40, a north wind at 5. Another beautiful sunny day. We're actually throughout, looks like the whole week, a high of 71 tomorrow. Currently it's fair and 58 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. The University of Louisiana at Lafayette presents the UL Symphony Halloween Concert. This will take place tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. in Angel Hall. You are encouraged to show up in your favorite Halloween costumes. Music will include, music by James Bond, music of James Bond, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet, Danse Macabre. The UL Dance Department will also be a part of the performance. For more information, call the UL School of Music. For tickets and information, that's 337-482-6012. Got a track by Gary Clark Jr. His debut album is out. It hit stores last week. It's called Black and Blue. These are Bright Lights, new Gary Clark Jr. We'll be right back. 1970. That's Mountain. Leslie West and Felix Pappalardi. Felix doing vocals there on a Jack Bruce number theme from an imaginary Western. Jack Bruce, of course, of Cream. That goes out to you, Tom Piers, if you're listening. That was theme from an imaginary Western, a great tune. And before that, The New One by Gary Clark Jr. He made an appearance at this past April's Festival International here in Lafayette, tore up the place on a big Friday night, and his debut album was just issued last week to critical acclaim. It's called Black and Blue, and we heard Bright Lights. Out of Nashville, this is Tyler King and his group called Jag. From their debut album, this is White Horse.
Running through your blood. the leaves blow across the long black road to the darkened sky in its rain. In her cage, unknown. White bird must fly, she will
we'll be right back.
It's a beautiful day. It certainly is. But that's also the name of this San Francisco outfit. Opening track from their debut album. That's White Bird, going back, I think, 1969. Prior to that, it was the group Jag out of Nashville, Tennessee, with White Horse, the opening track to their debut album. Here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Valerie Green with a special Halloween edition of Harpistry. And after Harpistry, it's Andre Broussard with, I think, what he would have liked to have been, would like to have been a Halloween edition of his program. But I don't think he's found enough soul music for the flip side that will constitute Halloween. But it'll be a nice, fun program all the same. That's Harpistry and the Flip Side coming up later today, right here on KRVS. We're going to listen to another track from local singer, songwriter, guitarist, cellist, Caleb Elliott. His debut album will hit stores. Well, actually, there'll be a CD release of the Blue Moon Saloon this coming Saturday. The new album produced by Tony Daigle is called Where You Want to Be. Caleb will be right here in the KRVS studios this Thursday. Let's listen to a couple of tracks. Well, one track with a nice little introduction, again, from Where You Want to Be. This is Caleb Elliott.
But I never thought that I would be to blame. I tried to be what you would need to let go and be loved. But I am blind and I'm out of my mind to think that is enough. I've never been in love, dear Julia. How every little thing revolves around the stars. I'd never be the one to pose the question. But don't you think it's a little bit bizarre that you never cease the little things that make me call this love? I've never been in love, dear Julia. I do require at least an explanation of why you had to leave me here this way. You did not want to have the conversation, so you left me wondering if I am to blame. I tried to be what you would need to let go and be loved.
But I say it just to reach you, Julia. 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 Ocean child calls me. So I sing the song of love, Julia.
Immortal tune to his mother, Julia, taken from the Beatles' White Album. And before that, it was Dear Julia by Caleb Elliott from his upcoming release. Brand new local artist, Where You Want to Be, and Caleb will be right here on the Caravan this coming Thursday. If you want to send like a request, a message, you can reach me at medicineballcaravan@gmail.com. The Velvet Underground's and the Velvet Underground and Nico album, the first release of theirs, is getting ready to celebrate its 45th anniversary. I think it was released in November of 1966. We're going to get to a track from that. But first up, John Cale, the Welsh musician and member, founding member of the Velvet Underground, has a new album called Shifty Adventures in Nookie Wood. This one's called Living With You.
Glass for the window. Just to please,
she's
just just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks, 'cause everybody knows the thing she does to please. She's just a little tease.
Come now, Chelsea girl. ball and now she can't see her at all. Here they come now, see them run now. Here they come now, Chelsea drop our cheese in a fix. Amphetamine has made her sick. White powder in the air, she's got no bones and can be scared. Here they come now, see them run now. Shut him up with milk, and when he died, sold him for silk. Here they come now, see them run now. Here they come now, Chelsea. They come now, see them run now. Here they come now, Chelsea girls.
Recalling the trials and tribulations of just some of the female occupants of the famous Greenwich Village Hotel, Hotel Chelsea. That was Chelsea Girls by Nico, the German chanteuse Nico, who was paired with the Velvet Underground by one Andy Warhol back 1967. That was a title track to her first, a solo release, early solo release, Chelsea Girls. Before that, the Velvet Underground and Nico with Femme Fatale, that legendary first album, celebrates its 45th anniversary this month, or in November. And John Cale, the producer and member of Velvet Underground, with Living With You, a track from his new solo album, Shifty Adventures in Nookie Wood. Stay tuned, we've got a really cool Halloween edition of Harpistry coming up next. The Medicine Ball Caravan is produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hey, come on back. We'll do it again tomorrow.